It is time for us to resume our discussion of women in leadership here on Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr. And helping us get that discussion going is Kelly Clarkson singing Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You. Has that been your experience? Let me ask right now, both genders, males and females, boys and girls, men and women, has that been your experience that you've been through something that really, really, really may have thrown you for a loop, but you took some time to regroup, and before you knew it, you were better off than before you were thrown for the loop, before that punch came that knocked you to the ground? Better off afterwards than before? Or do you find that it's becoming more and more difficult for you to bounce back when you get thrown for a loop? In other words, does it seem like you're less resilient now than you used to be, maybe even just a few years ago? Well, we're talking about women in leadership. Pew Research is helping us see what Americans are saying. And I do want to remind you of what I shared with you last week. And that is, this is not something that's set in stone. This is not a scientific survey that is giving us fact, telling us this is the way it is. We're simply finding out what Americans think, what Americans' views are, what Americans' opinions are. And so in some ways we're comparing women in leadership to men in leadership. And they're giving us ideas of what people think from various categories, some of them having to do with political categories, particularly whether, you know, it's coming from a Democratic view or Republican view. Hearing what people have to say from various age groups, etc. So, overall, how does the public view female leadership overall? Well, ladies and gentlemen, overall, the public sees benefits to female leadership. Majorities say having more women in top positions in business and government would improve the quality of life at least somewhat for all Americans. We say majority say this. 69% of Americans say that having more women in top positions in business and government would improve the quality of life at least somewhat for all Americans. So, you know, one of the questions I'm asking myself, if we had more women in top positions in business and in government, would that mean we could almost have a guarantee that income inequality would go down significantly? Now, recall what I've shared with you previously. From my observations, generally speaking, women vote along party lines, whether we're talking about women from amongst we the people, or whether we're talking about women in politics, the politicians, whether on the state or national levels. Generally speaking, women tend to vote the way their party votes. Think about what was happening with regards to Obamacare, when we had an opportunity to have a very, very strong program put in place to help Americans, all Americans, have health care. You had a group who was for it. You had a group who was against it. The group who was against having affordable care for all Americans, was that men versus women? Or was it Republicans versus Democrats? Right now, we have a major push to completely undo the Affordable Care Act and take that from America. You have some who are saying it should not be done. You have others who are fighting to make sure it is done. Do we have women saying it should not be done? We should not dismantle Affordable Care Act? Or is it men who is saying we should not dismantle the Affordable Care Act? Or is that a political issue? Is that a party issue? Is it a fact of Democrats saying we should not be getting rid of the Affordable Care Act? We need health care for all Americans. And you have males and females amongst the Democrats saying that. Or do you have Republicans saying we do not need to get rid of the Affordable Care Act? We need all Americans to have access to good health care. And males and females amongst the Republicans are saying that. Of course, we know that one party, the Democratic Party, is saying we don't need to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. And we have the Republican Party saying we do need to get rid of it. How is the vote going? Do you have women dividing up the parties? Because all the women are saying this is not the right thing to do. We need to make sure that the quality of life for all Americans is improved. And one way to do that is to make sure that all Americans have health care coverage. Do you have the Republican women and Democratic women speaking with the men who are saying we must have affordable health care? Or do we have Democratic women and Republican women saying, No. We need to get rid of the Affordable Care Act. We never should have gotten that in the first place. Or is it divided by party? And the Democrats, male and female, men and women, are saying we need the Affordable Care Act, whereas the Republicans are saying, male and female, we need to get rid of it. How are their votes going? 69% of Americans say that having more women in top positions in business and government would improve the quality of life, at least somewhat, for all Americans. Now, of course, my question being, would it make a difference? Women are far more likely than men to say having more women in top leadership positions would be beneficial. 2/3, 67% of women say having more female leaders would improve the quality of life for men, at least somewhat. 47% of men say the same. And while majorities in both groups say that this would improve the quality of life for all Americans, women are more likely than men to say that having more women in top positions would improve the quality of life for all Americans. 78% of women say that. 59% of men say that. What do you say? Quality of life improving for all Americans. What do you think? What do you base your decision on? What do you base your conclusion on, your position on? All right. Back in just a few as we continue this discussion. As I said before, I think it is great to have women in leadership. That's my personal perspective on it. I think it is great to have women in leadership. In fact, I have worked under some female leaders, some women leaders who I thought were awesome leaders. But just looking across the boards at the way things are done, whether in the social services field or whether in the mental health field, whether in the business field, the retail field, in government, you name it, just based on what we have actually observed, how people vote, how people think. Do you think it would be better overall having more women in top positions, or do you think it would be about the same? How many of you say it would be even worse? And I am just asking. I mean, we need to look at this from all angles, right? Yeah. I mean, sometimes It works out one way, and that way may be the very way we were expecting it to work out. At other times, it may turn out just the opposite. The nationally representative survey of 4,587 adults was conducted online earlier this year. By 20 percentage points, Republican women are more likely than their male counterparts to say there are too few women in high political offices. What would you say the difference would be? What percentage of Republican women say there are too few women in high political offices? And what percentage of Republican men say that there are too few women in high political offices? 44% of Republican women say there are too few women in high political offices. 24% of Republican men say the same. 49% of Republican women say that there are too few women in top executive positions in business. 29% of men say the same. And while most Republican women say it's easier for men to get these positions, closer to half of Republican men say the same. Republican women are also far more likely than Republican men to point to uneven expectations and structural barriers as major reasons why women are underrepresented in political and corporate leadership. Now, here's something that is interesting to me as well. We know that the bar is set higher. There are more obstacles for black men, well, black people, period, than for white people. There are fewer barriers for Hispanics than for blacks. Do we find, since we have so many women saying structural barriers are a problem for women, do we find women fighting hard, women of both parties, fighting hard to have the playing field leveled for people of color, since they can relate to what it is, what it means, what it is to experience having an uneven playing field, a playing field that is not level? Or do you find that even that is something that is basically responded to based on party affiliation? 64% of Republican women say women having to do more to prove themselves is a major reason why there are fewer women than men in high political offices. Half of Republican women point to many Americans not being ready to elect women. And whereas 50% of Republican women say that many Americans are not ready to elect women, only 18% of Republican men say the same. 48% of Republican women point to gender discrimination, compared to 14% of Republican men pointing to gender discrimination. When it comes to getting less support from party leaders, 45% of Republican women say that women get less support. 27% of Republican men say that women get less support. Among Democrats, majorities of women and men say that there are too few women in political and business leadership positions. But this view is even more pronounced among women. And there are significant gaps in the shares of Democratic women and men who point to women not being encouraged to be leaders from an early age. 63% of Democratic women say that women are not encouraged to be leaders from an early age, compared to 42% of Democratic men who say the same. 56% of Democratic women say that women are exposed to sexual harassment, or they say that sexual harassment is a major obstacle for women in politics. 41% of Democratic men say the same. Younger women, less satisfied than older women with the number of female leaders and more likely to see gender discrimination as a major obstacle to reaching top positions is also part of the picture. Majorities of women across age groups say that there are too few women in high political offices and in top executive positions, and that it's generally easier for men to get these positions. But these views are more prevalent among women younger than 50 years of age. 74% of women ages 18 to 49 say there are too few women in top political offices. 63% of women 50 and older say that there are too few women in top political offices. That is interesting to me. 18 to 49, 74% say there are too few women. 63% of women 50 and older say there are too few women. And while 8 in 10 women younger than 50 say it's easier for men to get elected to high political offices, 68% of women in the older group say the same. And the patterns are the same for business. And I tell you, that's interesting to me, that the younger women see this as being a bigger problem than the older women. On the one hand, I think I would expect the younger women to want more. But at the same time, it seems like more is happening. I mean, looking at the number of women who had recently come into CEO positions. Of course, I know we have some going as well as coming. And of course, you have people leaving from amongst the ranks of the men as well, leaving top executive positions, and probably more so than amongst the ranks of the women. But when you have so many more males in those positions to begin with, you probably don't feel it as much when some leave, especially if they're replaced by other men. And I think that that's part of the issue, too. When we had the lady, Indra Nooyi, stepping down as CEO of PepsiCo. For one thing, just to be honest with you, I was saddened when I heard that she was stepping down. I thought that overall she was doing a good job running that company, PepsiCo, with its numerous products. You know, in addition to, of course, the Pepsi line of beverages, sodas, PepsiCo also has Lay's potato chips, Aquafina purified water, Quaker Oats, Lay's potato chips, and more. Mountain Dew, 7-Up. They have quite a few great brands under their label, and I really like the idea of Indra Nooyi taking the company more to taking them in a healthier direction when it comes to what kinds of food products, beverage products, etc., they were going to be offering the public. So as we know, Gatorade is the leader when it comes to sports drinks, and PepsiCo has Gatorade. They have Tropicana, Lipton tea, the bottled tea that you see on a lot of the shelves, whether in grocery stores or convenience stores. That's PepsiCo. And so I really like the fact that she wanted to take the company in a direction where they would be providing more, a lot of healthier products for their consumers. Naked, which is a very, very healthy drink. Some of the, another healthy beverage like Tropicana Farm Stand. Great, great product. Great product that, again, healthy for us. And I might add, tasty. Oatmeal squares, Sun Bites, so that you have an opportunity to snack on something that has nutritional value. this is where she was taking the company. And I really liked what she was doing. And I was saddened by the fact that she's stepping down or has stepped down. And now, as we speak about that, and I was mentioning a little bit earlier about the fact that we have men and women leaving these top corporate positions. But then again, you know, you ask the question, all right, when men leave these positions, are they normally replaced by the men or are they normally replaced by women? When women leave, are they replaced usually by women or by men? In Indra Nooyi's case, she's being replaced by a man. And from what I understand, they have high hopes and great expectations for him. And so that's good. That's good. I wish Mr. LaGuardia, Ramon LaGuardia, who is Indra Nooyi's replacement, great success. I'm curious as to what direction he'll want to take the company in, though. Yes, will he continue that move towards healthier beverages? I mean, in healthier foods? It seems like that's something that many Americans are really buying into now, literally buying into. All right, let's look at this some more when I come back. Women in leadership.